What's up, everyone? It's Andy Starr with the Full Tilt Devy Podcast, bringing you your college football week 9 Devy recap. Another great week in college football. We got to see some new faces under center, so of course, we learned a few things that we're going to talk about here. You can find me on Twitter at AstarFF. Every Tuesday during the college football season, I'm going to be bringing you a few storylines from the previous week's games and how it pertains to your Devy league, so let's get right into it. Going to start today with two of the QBs that John and I talked about last week on the pod, and that's Jake Garcia from Miami and Connor Weigman from Texas A&M. Both made their first starts of the season last week. As we said on Wednesday, neither looked great in relief last week, but they did have a full week of practice with the one, so we were hoping to see some things cleaned up. For Garcia, things did not look great. He was much more conservative with the ball, lowering his turnover-worthy play percentage from 18.5 to 5.5, but the rest of the game suffered dearly. Yards per attempt went all the way down to under 4. And what resulted was a field goal fest that went into quadruple overtime with nearly a touchdown scored by either team. But Garcia looked brutal. I had my doubts last week. I feel vindicated in those concerns. Garcia's done as far as I'm concerned. As for Weigman, I think he looked great in his first start. He threw for 338 yards and 4 touchdowns with no picks. Adjusted completion percentage was over 70%. Yards per attempt was all right at 7.7. They did end up losing that game to Ole Miss, but I think you have to feel hopeful as an Aggies fan for the future in this program, as long as the entire house of cards doesn't fold in the offseason. So far, so good for Weigman. Great effort in his first start for a program dealing with some unreal turmoil right now. But we're going to move on to some running back performances. I'll stay in that same game and talk about Quinshon Judkins. We said his name several times on the pod as one of, if not the top running back in the 2025 class, but we've never really taken a closer look at him. He finished last Saturday with over 200 yards on the ground and a touchdown. He's got the NFL size at 5'11", 220. His yards per team play is good, spectacular at 1.65. Anything over 1 as a true freshman is great. He's got about a 5% reception market share, which is good. He's doing all of this while sharing the backfield with what I think most consider a top 8 rookie pick in the 2023 draft in Zach Evans. I'm on record as saying Nick Singleton is my 2025 RB1, but if things keep up with Judkins, I think I'll be forced to update those rankings because this kid just keeps putting up stats. And then lastly, I just wanted to shine a light on Zach Charbonnet. He's kind of the forgotten prospect of the 2023 class, maybe because most assumed he was going to come out last year. A lot of us are still not sure why he didn't, given how shallow last year's running back class was and how ridiculously deep this year's is. But he is making the most of his senior year. He racked up over 250 yards on offense last Saturday, punched it in 3 times. Since his disappointing sophomore year in Ann Arbor, he's gotten better every year at UCLA. Some people may love this comp, some people may hate it, but he gives me Najee Harris vibes without the glitz and the glamour of being the Alabama running back. He's a little lighter. He's probably going to test similarly athletically, but what he does better than Najee is creating yards after he hits that second level of the defense. He has a full yard and a half more breakaway yards per attempt as Harris did in his senior year. So he's not going to get that sexy draft capital that Najee got, but he might end up being the better player. But that's all I've got for this week's recap. John and I are going to be talking some of this, a lot more on Wednesday. We're going to be talking about Devy trades. So more of a strategic episode tomorrow. So tune in on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern for the Full Tilt Devy podcast. Other than that, I hope you guys have a great week, and I hope to see you tomorrow.